Good morning.
早上好。
I would like to wish all of you a very blessed New Year.
我衷心希望我们大家有一个愉快的新年。
Happy New Year.
新年好。
Let's pray before we start.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your wonderful grace about this New Year.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给了我们这么丰富的恩典。
May Lord continue to bless us, bless this church, bless our families.
愿主继续地祝福我们，祝福我们的教会，祝福我们的每一位。
And we are very glad to come to this morning to worship you and to listen to your words.
我们今天早上很高兴地来到这里来敬拜你，来听你的话语。
And may Lord prepare our hearts and open our mind to receive and to understand your words.
求主继续安静我们的心，让我们来接受你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Now, if you remember, I have talked about the first part of these scriptures.
这个，如果你记得的话，我们已经讨论了第一部分，这个万求的第一部分。
So in the first part of this sermon, we talk about the importance of asking God in faith.
我们在这个正道的第一部分呢，我们谈到这个，我们求神给我们信心。
And James tells us that we must ask God in faith because doubt jeopardizes our trust in God.
雅各书告诉我们，这个我们必须在主里面求给我们信心，因为一切的疑问将会损害我们对神的信心。
Now I have talked about the first reason why we must ask God in faith, and it is because doubt makes us wavering.
这个我已经这个谈到我们的第一个原因，我们必须求神给我们信心，因为这个疑虑会让使我们这个在信心上产生摇摆。
And I also talk about wavering can happen in many ways.
这个信心的摇摆呢，可以有许多种方式。
Wavering of belief can be doubts about God's character.
这个信心的摇摆呢，使得我们可以会使我们产生对神的这个特征的怀疑。
Now it can also be doubts about God's power.
同样呢，会使我们怀疑呢这个神的这个大能。
And wavering in belief can also mean doubt about God's love to us.
这个信心的摇摆呢，也是这使我们产生这个对神的这个爱的怀疑。
And today we are going to look into the second reason why we must ask God in faith.
那今天我们要讲的是第二个原因，为什么我们需要这个向神求信心。
The second reason we must ask God in faith is because doubt bring us great loss.
这个第二个原因呢，就是说这个疑问呢，会使我们带来很多损失。
In verse 7, James tells us that those who doubt will receive nothing from the Lord.
这个在雅各书第一章第七节里面讲到，这个疑问呢，是我们这个从主里面那里不能得到任何东西。
This is a very bad situation.
这个是一种非常悲惨的情况。
This is a great loss.
这是一种很大的损失。
I call it a bankruptcy of spiritual blessings.
我把它叫做这个我们灵命上的这个祝福的一种这个损失。
And in this passage, what we need to learn is that what makes us receive nothing from the Lord Jesus.
这个今天我们要讲的是这个什么是我们不能从主里面得到任何东西。
First, James tells us that it is our double-minded or divided mind.
这个雅各书告诉我们，第一个原因呢，是我们这个双重的心思，或者是分心。
As the scriptures say, a person who has divided mind is actually serving two masters.
正像圣经里面所讲的，如果一个人他这个心怀二意的话，他是这个事实上他是服有两个这个主人。
It is also a manifestation of one's unfaithfulness.
同时他写字呢，他你的这个信心上的软弱。
Floating between two different ways and thoughts.
在两种不同的方式或者思想上呢，在摇摆。
As if he had two minds or two souls.
好像呢，他有两个心思或者是两种灵魂一样。
When the angels tried to save Lot and his family from God's fire rain from Sodom and Gomorrah, one of the angels told them to escape, not to look back, and stop anywhere in the valley.
当这个天使试图拯救这个罗德和他的家庭的时候，在这个索多玛，其中一个天使呢，告诉他们，就是逃跑就完了，不要去往回看，或者是停在任何地方。
However, when they were fleeing, Lot's wife seemed to miss her home too much and hesitant to leave.
当他们这个在逃跑的时候呢，罗德的妻子呢，看上去呢，就是说她想到很怀疑她这个家，所以呢，她很犹豫离开那里。
I know it was difficult for her.
我知道这是很容易理解的，因为她不想离开。
She might miss her beautiful house, her hometown, her relatives and friends too much.
她大概是很想念她的漂亮的房子，她的亲戚和她的朋友。
But God's demands is extremely strict.
但是呢，神的要求是非常严格的。
When He tells you to go, you must go.
当他神告诉你需要离开的时候，你就应当离开。
God demands 100% of trust and loyalty.
神要求你100%的信任和忠诚。
No second thought.
没有转念。
God doesn't want a single chance of deviation from His trust.
这个神呢，不希望你有任何的这个对他的信任有任何的偏离。
Lot's wife looked back as a result, she became a pillar of salt and she lost her life.
正是因为这个罗德的妻子呢，她在逃跑的时候还往回看，结果什么？她失去了她的生命。
Likewise, this is how much God expects us to trust Him.
同样这个道理呢，这就是神希望我们这么信任他。
He expects us to trust Him wholeheartedly with a single-minded determination.
神指望我们这个全身心的、一心一意的信任他。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus taught us, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
在马太福音第六章第二十四节里面，这个耶稣基督告诉我们，没有人可以信任两个主人，要么就是恨他，要么就是爱他。So
we ought to have a single-minded determination.
所以呢，我们都要这个，我们的心都要专一。And
second, James tells these people who receive nothing from the Lord are unstable in all their ways.
第二个原因呢，雅各告诉我们呢，我们不能从主里面得到任何东西呢，是因为我们这个生活上是不稳定。The
paths of ways is a very common metaphor of wisdom literatures in both Jewish and Hellenistic world.
这个途径或者是方法呢，在 智慧里面很讲的很普遍的一个隐喻，在犹太人和古希腊世界里面。The
word paths refer to how a person chooses to live his life.
这个词汇，这个途径呢，这个指的是这个我们人选择一个什么样的生活。So
when James refers to a person who is unstable in all his paths, who do you think he's referring to?
当雅各谈到这些在他的生活里面不稳定的时候，你认为他是在讲谁呢？
What kind of people who cannot walk straight?
我们知道什么样的人他不能这个啊
Now, I think most likely he's referring to a drunkard who cannot walk steadily. In fact, it is a metaphor that refers to someone who cannot discern the right way before him. Now, please take note that James says in all his ways, meaning these people have difficulty to discern a wise choice in every area of life.
请注意这个雅各所讲的，在所有的方面指的是那些人，他们在这个他们的生活的每一个方面都不能区分这个是哪一个是正确的这个选择。
And what makes us unstable in every area of our lives?
什么使得我们在我们的生活里面显得不安定呢？
I think when we are not convinced and assured of the ground of what we believe, we will not be constant in our profession of faith.
我认为这个，当我们不能在信心上这个不稳定的时候，我们的信仰也就是不稳定。
So when we are but half convinced, we are usually unstable.
当我们这个如果是信一半的时候，我们是不稳定的。
So the Apostle Peter taught us one very important thing.
这个彼得告诉我们一个非常重要的事情。
Which is how to build our own steadfastness in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17.
在彼得后书第三章第十七节里面，彼得告诉我们如何建立我们的信仰，坚定的信仰。He
said, "Take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability."
他说这个注意，你不要被恶人所诱惑，使得你失去你的这个信仰的稳定性。But
how?
如何呢？怎么做呢？
In the following verse, Peter taught us, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
在彼得后书第三章第十八节里面，彼得告诉我们，使你呢这个在主耶稣基督里面这个主耶稣基督的恩典和知识里面成长，使得会使你的这个信仰得到稳定。
So when we are not growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus, we lose our stability.
所以当我们如果不在耶稣基督的恩典和知识里面得到长进，我们将会失去我们的信仰的稳定性。
Now I think every believer needs a balance, what we call balance, in his own soul to have a steadfast walk with God.
我想我们每一个这个信徒都需要在心里面有一种中心吧，这个使得我们在主里面这个。
What is balance?
什么是这个 balance?
Balance is used in sailing to weigh a ship down.
这个 Balance
is used in electrical devices to stabilize the current flow in lamps.
这个balance大概就是一种稳定物，比如说是在我们电器里面，使得这个电流能够保持稳定。And
balance is also used in aviation to adjust the aircraft center of gravity.
这个稳定物呢，也是指用来这个飞行器里面能够保持这个飞行器的重心在一起。So
we need a so-called balance in our spirit.
所以呢，我们在我们的这个灵命上呢，也需要一种balance，也需要一种稳定。We
need some solid rational grounds that support our faith.
我们需要一种坚实的这个信仰。
Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 called this the reason of our hope.
这个彼得在彼得前书第三章第十五节里面叫我们这个
Without it, we are just like a drunkard walking without direction in the times of various trials.
没有这种根基的话，我们就像一个喝醉酒的人，不能一直往前，在我们受到试炼的时候，不能一直往前走。
And now we learn that a person who is double-minded and unstable in all areas of his life will not receive anything from the Lord, and even when he or she asks in the times of trials and sufferings.
所以这个当我们这个心怀爱意的时候，或者我们这个信仰主不稳定的时候，即使你遇到试炼，求神的这个帮助的时候，你会从主里那里面得不到任何东西。
So the next question you may ask, how then shall we ask in faith?
所以下面我们要讲的，要问的问题就是说，我们怎么样求，在求里面，向主求我们的信心。
There are many ways we can pray and ask God in faith.
有很多这个在我们祈求和祷告的时候，有很多的方法。
And here I would like to suggest a few things as follows.
在这些方法里面，我今天要谈建议有几种方法。
And first, we must rely upon the grace and merits of Jesus Christ.
首先呢，我们要紧紧的依靠这个耶稣基督的恩典和功效。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul say, "For through Jesus we both have access in one Spirit to the Father."
在以弗所书第二章第十八节里面，保罗告诉我们，通过耶稣基督，我们能够得到这个我们灵命的增长和我们的父神。
This means that we cannot even live up our prayers and put our hope and trust in God without Jesus Christ.
这指的是，如果我们没有耶稣基督的话，我们不能向神祷告，不能把我们的希望和信仰放在神的身上。
If you have no assurance of this, come before God and ask for your acceptance in Christ's merits.
如果我们还不知道这一点，那么就是请来到主的面前，求耶稣基督接受你。
You must come humbly before Him.
你必须谦卑地来到耶稣基督面前
，and yet boldly in Christ.
但同时呢，要勇敢地来到耶稣基督的面前。
The author of Hebrews tells that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.
在希伯来书第四章第十六节里面，这个。 告诉我们，我们必须勇敢地来到主恩的面前，这样呢，我们能够从主里面得到怜悯，在我们困难需要的时候，我们能够得到帮助。Some
people will say, "Well, I do not doubt of God, but only of myself, or I'm a wretched sinner. Will the Lord listen to me?"
有些人也许会说。 我是不怀疑神的，但是呢，我怀疑我自己，因为我是一个罪人，主耶稣基督，主会听从我吗？
And at times, it is Satan's strategy to make you think you doubt about yourself, not God.
这是这个撒旦的策略，是你认为你是在怀疑你自己，而不是神。
But in fact, it is a doubting of God.
但事实上呢，你是在怀疑神。
It's a doubting of God of His mercy, as if God is not powerful and free enough to pardon your sins and listen to you.
事实上，你就是在怀疑神的怜悯慈悲，怀疑神的大能，使他不能饶恕你的罪，不会听从你的祷告。
So we must come humbly. As sinners, but we must also come boldly in faith to Christ as our Savior.
所以呢，我们作为罪人呢，我们必须谦卑的来到主恩的面前，也必须勇敢的来到主恩的面前。
The second way that we can pray and ask God in faith is to learn to have a thankful spirit, even when going through sufferings in your life.
第二个方面呢，就是我们在我们这个生活上受到试炼的时候呢，我们要怀着一个感恩的心。
Thankfulness isn't a way to force yourself to be happy.
感恩呢，不是一种方法，是迫使你自己感到愉快。
Now, in this way, we'll fall into what I mentioned last sermon or last two sermons. It's called naive optimism again.
这个如果我们这个觉得感恩呢是迫使我们自己要感到愉快的话呢，这是你麻木的乐观的一种表现。
It's an optimism without rational, or say without the ground of the scriptures.
这个是一种盲目的乐观，没有圣经的根据。
To thank God in the midst of trials rekindles our awareness to depend on and to trust in God again.
在我们试炼的时候，我们感谢神呢，是重新点燃我们的这个意识，去依靠和信任神。
It enables us to see life as it really is.
它会使我们看见我们生活的这个原貌。
Now, in almost every Apostle Paul's letter, you'll find a spirit of thankfulness.
在几乎所有的这个保罗的书信里面，你会发现这个保罗这个一种感恩的心总是在这个书信里面出现。
You find his thanksgiving in many of the beginnings of his epistles to different churches, especially in the context of how he prayed for the people.
你会发现这个在所有的保罗书信里对各种不同的教会的书信里面，在他开始的时候他都会出现感恩的这个章节。
So for example, in Romans, he said, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you.
比如在罗马书里面他说，首先我通过耶稣基督，我为你们所有的人向神献上感恩。
And in 1 Corinthians, he said, I give thanks to my God always for you.
同样在哥林多前书里面他说，为了你们，我总是向神献上我的感恩。
In Ephesians, he said, I do not cease to give thanks for you.
在以弗所书里面他说，我从来没有停止过为你们向神献上感恩。
In Philippians, he said, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you.
这个在腓立比书里面，他说，为了在我的记忆里面，我一直为主献上感谢神。
You can find yourselves the spirit of thanksgiving in the rest of Paul's epistles.
你可以在这个保罗所有的书信里面看到这个保罗的这种感恩的心。
And you should know that most of the time, the reason that Paul wrote all those letters was to address some pastoral or theological issues in the church that really troubled him.
这个你会这个知道这个。这个保罗
写书信的原因，
写书信的原因是讨论一些这个
教牧
和神学上的一些问题，他碰到的一些
And that really troubled
这个在这些教会里面，他实在感到有些困惑的这个地方。
He was anxious and worried about what's going on in the churches.He planned during his mission trips.
他这个实在是很担心在他的他建立的教会里面在发生什么事情。
And yet he never forgot to thank God for the people in all these different churches.
然后呢，他从来没有忘记尽管有这么多的这个麻烦。他从来没有忘记向主献上感恩。
And third, is that we ask within the boundary of God's will.
第三个呢，我们在 向神求的时候呢，要在这个符合神的这个心愿。
Now, when asking from God, we can fall into two extremes.
我们在向神这个祷告的时候，也许我们会进入走入两个极端。
So on one extreme, we don't ask at all.
在一个极端呢，我们这个根本不向神求。
And on the other extremes, we ask selfishly.
在另外极端呢，我们就是说求的时候呢，很自私。
Now, if you look at Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane, it will be very interesting.
如果这个我们看这个耶稣基督的在哥西马尼园的这个祷告，这是一个很有意思的这个祷告。
Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane shows a good balance between these two extremes.
耶稣在基督在哥西马尼园的祷告呢，真是一个很好的这个平衡，在这两个极端里面。这个很好的这个平衡。
Jesus prayed, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Mark chapter 14, verse 36.
这个耶稣基督在马可福音第十四章第三十里面是这样祷告：阿爸天父，在你里面所有的事情都是可能的，请你把这个杯移去。
In this way,Jesus avoids the extreme of not asking by praying to the Father.
在这个耶稣基督呢，这样呢是避免了根本不向神祷告的一个极端。
But on the other hand, Jesus also avoids the extreme of asking selfishly.
另外一方面呢，耶稣基督也避免了这个向神祷告是为了自己的这个祷告，很自私的这个祷告。
Then he continued to pray to God, saying, Yet, not what I will, but what you will.
你看他继续祷告说，但是呢，不要根据我的意愿，而是根据你的意愿。
So when you think about Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane, you'll find it difficult to understand purely from logical level.
如果你这个想一想这个耶稣基督在哥西马尼园的祷告，从逻辑上讲，这是很难理解的。
Now, why would Jesus ask God the Father to do something that the Father wouldn't do?
为什么这个耶稣基督会向神这个祷告，向父神祷告，他不愿意做的一些事情呢？
On one hand, Jesus is real about his feelings.
一方面呢，这个耶稣基督是很知道他自己的感觉。
He knows his weak.
他知道他这个在那个时候是很软弱的。
That's why he prayed, if possible, remove this cup.
所以在他在这个很软弱的时候，他向主祷告，如果有可能，请取出那杯。
Our Lord, our God, Jesus Christ is a real human.
这个我们的耶稣基督是真正的人。
He knows our needs.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的心愿。
He knows the sufferings we are going through.
他知道我们这个是经受的苦难。
But on the other hand, just ask according to God's will.
但是从另外一方面呢，耶稣基督在求的时候是根据这个神的意愿。
Likewise, if we want to ask in faith, we ask within the boundary of God's will.
同样呢，我们向主求的时候呢，我们要在主的这个我们的求要跟在主的心愿里面。
And the God's will that we need to know is all revealed in the scriptures.
这个神的这个意愿呢，我们知道呢，都是在圣经里面有记载。
So what you need to know about God's will when you ask, when facing various trials, is recorded in the Bible.
在圣经里面，这个告诉我们，这个当我们面临这个试探的时候，我们需要知道神的意愿。
So in other words, you don't ask something that is contradicts with the teachings in the scriptures.
就是换句话说呢，在你这个求向神这个祷告的时候呢，这个你不要这个跟圣经的教导相违背。
For example, you don't ask for wisdom to take revenge against someone who sabotage your work or bullies you in your school.
比如说这个在你祷告的时候，你 不要向神这个求智慧，这个智慧是来这个报复，这个在你工作的时候破坏工作的某些人，或者你在学校里面受过欺负的那些人，不要这个求这个智慧，就是来报复那些人。
So you don't ask for wisdom to gain money from illegal ways, to purchase what you want just because your parents don't buy you one and make you so mad about them.
比如说你这个不能这个向神这个讨向求神这个给你这个智慧，如何从这个就是这个非法的去这个得到这个钱。比如说当你的这个父母亲不想给你买东西的时候，你没钱，你就去向神祷告，说让我去拿到一些钱，我要买这个我要的这个东西。
You don't ask for wisdom to get promotion just because you envy your best buddy just got promoted.
比如说，当你这个你的朋友这个得到这个提升的时候，你不能向神就求智慧，神啊给我这个也。同样的这个得到这个提升。
We ask God's wisdom within the boundary of God's will.
因为我们需要这个，我们这个向神这个求智慧的时候，我们要这个根据神的意愿。
So to conclude, since doubt jeopardizes our trust in God, we must ask God in faith.
总而言之呢，我们这个因为这个疑问啊，这个、怀疑啊。这是我们这个对我们这个神的这个信心会损害，所以呢，我们这个要在信心上求神的帮助。
Doubt makes us wavering in believing in God's character.
这个怀疑呢，是我们这对神的这个信心上会产生这个摇摆。
Doubt makes us wavering in believing in God's power.
这个怀疑呢，是我们这个。对神的这个大能产生怀疑。
Doubt makes us wavering in believing in God's love.
使我们这个对神的这个大爱产生怀疑。
And second, doubt causes us receive nothing from the Lord because those who are double-minded and unstable in all areas of life will not make God listen to what they ask in times of trials.
这个由于这个心怀爱意的人，或者是在这个他的生命当中不稳定的人，这个在神在你受到试探的时候呢，这个神不会听你的祷告。
Yeah, because doubt causes us receive nothing from the Lord.
所以呢，这个心怀爱意的人从主里那里不能得到什么。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we give thanks for this wonderful message.
天父，我们感谢你给了我们这么好的信息。
Father, we give thanks for this wonderful words from the scriptures.
天父，我们感谢你这个给了我们圣经里的教诲。
Because whenever we have doubts, whenever we are weak in our faith, you will help us.
当我们这个在信仰上有疑问的时候，你会总会帮助我们。
Because this is a reminder to us, whenever we have doubts, we will receive nothing from God.
谢谢你对我们的提醒，在我们这个在信心在信心上心怀爱意的时候，我们从主那里不能得到任何东西。
Help us not to doubt about your character.
请帮助我们不要怀疑你的这神的这个大能。
Help us not to doubt about your power.
这个帮助我们不要怀疑你的大能。
Help us not to doubt about your love to us.
这个帮助我们不要怀疑你对我们的大爱。
We know in our lives we have troubles, we have sufferings, we have problems in our work, in our school, in our families.
我们知道在我们的生活里面我们会有各种各样的问题，在学校里面，在家庭里面。
And yet your words always assure us we can get through it.
但是你的话语经常的告诉我们你会 跟我们在一起，你会帮我们走过这个试炼。
And you promise you will be with us always.
你许给我，谢谢你给我们的许诺，你将永远跟我们在一起。
Because you say, you are my God, you are our God, and we are your people.
因为你告诉我们，你是我们的主，你是我们的神，我们是你的人。
And Father, I pray that, Lord, you will bless this church.
天父，我们感谢主，这个你会祝福这个教会。
Help those who are in trials to have a strong faith to trust in you.
帮助那些在信仰上软弱的人。
Help those who doubt about you to have faith in you because of your words and the help of the Holy Spirit.
这个在你的话语能够帮助我们那些有疑问的人，使他们信心更加坚定。
And may God have mercy on us.
这个求神给我们这个怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.